It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good morning, almost afternoon. We're here at Arcanum High School, and we're getting ready for the Lady Indians JV game. And the Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Trojans. And starting for Arcanum will be number 14, Haley Unger, a 5'7" freshman. Number 15, Eva Siculin, a 5'5" sophomore. Number 21, Ellie Fouts, a 5'9" freshman. Number 31, Megan McCanns, a 5'6" freshman. And number 32, Hannah Smith, a 5'9" sophomore. So that'll be the starters for the Arcanum Trojans. For Fort Recovery, it'll be Grace Guggenbiller and Aubrey Kanapke, Whitley Rammel, Kiera Wendell, and Hope Wendell. So that'll be the Indians starters. So we'll be getting going here very shortly. They're introducing the, they just finished introducing the Indians, and they're going to be introducing the Lady Trojans here pretty soon. So a couple things we wanted to go over. Some games still going on the rest of this year. This evening, the boys will be hosting Ansonia. Fort Recovery Radio bringing you JV game, and we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver, WPGW, for the varsity. Then next Friday, the boys will host Greenville. Again, that'll be a WPGW simulcast for the varsity. And the next day, Saturday, December 29th, the girls will host Jay County. That'll be at noon. And WPGW will simulcast the JV and varsity for that. So those are the games coming up. We're about ready to have the opening tip-off here. So it'll be Whitley Rammel for the Indians. And looks like it'll be Hannah Smith, 5'9" sophomore, for the Lady Trojans. And we'll be getting underway here very shortly. One referee still getting his coat off for some reason, putting stuff in his pocket. So we've got that handed off. The center official is getting ready to throw the tip off as soon as the sideline official is ready, and looks like they're ready to go here. So signaling that everybody's ready, the whistle and the tip off. And Whitley gets it, tips it to Marissa Garkey. So I might have had the wrong person in there. Stolen away by the Trojans. And that is Haley Unger with a basket. Trojans lead 2-0. So Aubrey Kanapke brings it down, gets it to Garkey on the top of the key, to Hope Wendell on the left wing. She'll dribble down to the corner, gets inside to Whitley Rammel. She'll make a move, tries to go up, can't. Hope Wendell out about 10 feet. And up and in, so we're tied at 2. And Trojans come down, and Megan McCanns drives in. Whitley Rammel with the block, but a foul. So it will be Megan McCanns going to the line to shoot 2. We're tied at 2, 6:15 here, just getting started in the first quarter of the JV game. Her first shot is up and good, so it's now 3-2 in favor of Arcanum. She'll get one more. McCann's at the line. Referee gets the ball to her. A couple of dribbles. Up and also good. Two of them right straight through the net. So they lead 4-2 over our Indians. And Hope Wendell will bring the ball up for the Indians, and she'll drive into the lane. Gets over to Whitley Rammel, partially blocked, and Arcanum with the rebound. That's Fouts. Gets it inside to McCanns again. She drives to the basket and up and in. It's 6-2 now. Arcanum with four quick points in the last 20 seconds. Hope Wendell will again bring it up for the Indians. She'll get to the dribble to the right wing this time, down into the right corner, and she'll go into the lane, up, and no good, but she's fouled. Looks like maybe from behind. We'll see who they call it on. Number 31, Megan McCanns. So that's her first, team first. Indians with one foul. And the Trojans with one foul. Hope Wendell at the line. First one's up and in. 6-3 now the score. Indians down by three. And, Faith Gruby will come in to replace Guggenbiller for the Indians. And Hope Wendell back at the line for one more free throw. That one is up. Bounces around and off the rim and rebound to Arcanum. They get it quickly up to Siculin. She gets it to McCanns. She dribbles it back out to Siculin out at the top of the key. Over on the left wing. Can't read the number from here. And she's down into the right corner for Siculin. And it is up and in. So it is a three-pointer, and it's 9-3 now in favor of the Arcanum Trojans. Hope Wendell with the ball, dribbles down to the baseline, gets it back out, and retrieved by Faith Gruby. She's on the right wing, gets it to Garkey, down inside to Whitley Rammel. She goes up and in, and it's 9-5, just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and it's 9-5. The Indians down by four. They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet, but still shot 9-3 if you're here at the game. Now they got it up there. Shot blocked by the Indians, and Aubrey Knapke has the ball to Gruby in the left corner for the Indians. She'll dribble out to the top of the key, gets it to Garkey. She will look to go inside, and a travel. Just under 4.5 minutes now here in the first quarter. Indians down 9-5, and it is Siculin bringing the ball up. She gets it to Hunger in the left corner, inside to Smith, outside to Siculin, and missed shot. Rebound, Hope Wendell. She's bringing it up. Gets it ahead quickly and intercepted by Unger of the Trojans. And she'll dribble it all the way down court. Up, off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. She gets it in the corner this time to Garkey, and back, tries to get it back out to Knapke, and taken away again by Unger. She'll dribble all the way again. Gets it over to McCanns, who is trying to shoot one from the right side. Fouled, and she will go to the line again. She has 7 of Arcanum's 9 points, and she will go to the line again. That is Megan McCanns, and she'll have 2 shots. First one is up, and that one is off the rim. Both of the other ones went right straight through with nothing but net, and this one bounces off the back of the rim, no good. And Indians are subbing, and it will be Emma Colleague in for the Indians. Second one up, also no good. Rebound, and looks like Lily Luthold came in while I wasn't noticing. So she gets the rebound and a foul. That's on McCanns. That's her second. So she has 7 of the 9 points and both of Arcanum's fouls. And she is a very good player. Hope Wendell tries to get it into Whitley Rammel. She's fouled from behind near the foul line. That'll be on number 32, Hannah Smith. That'll be her first, the Trojans' third. From where I am, I can't see who's triggering it in for the Indians, but get it into Faith Grubbe. She gets it inside to Lily Leuthold, tries to get it into Whitley. Fought four, and looks like you'll call it a jump ball. Alternate possession goes to Arcanum Trojans. 3:15 left in the first quarter. 9-5 in favor of the Trojans. And they get it out around the three-point line all the way around. Out to Siculin on the right wing now. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Gets it over to Unger on the left wing. She gets it back to Siculin. Back to Unger. Drives in. No good. Long rebound goes to Siculin. And she'll dribble into the lane. Back out. Clear back out past the volleyball line. And back out to Fouts. Shoots a three-pointer. No good. Rebound. And last touch by the Trojans. So the Indians will trigger it in from the far end of the court under the Trojans basket. And Faith Grubbe gets it into Hope Wendell. Hope will bring it up. A little bit of pressure from McCann's. She'll try to get it over to Grubbe, who it gets past her and out of bounds. So it'll be Arcanum ball. And Unger will get it in to Siculin. Siculin will bring it up across the midcourt line. She's at the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing, down into the right corner, near the lane, goes up for a shot, and she is fouled by a colleague, I believe. So, so Emma Colleague with her first, Indians' fourth foul. And Siculin will go to the line. First one up, no good. She'll get her second shot now. Score remains 9-5, 2:08 here in the first quarter for the Indians. Next one up, high off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound to Arcanum. Shot up from McCann's, no good. And rebound, fought four out of bounds. Looks like it'll go to Arcanum. They're on the far end of the court. We're broadcasting from one end of the court up in the student section. There aren't many students here for the girls' game. They're sitting in the regular stands, so we're up here by ourselves, but we're on the far end of the court from that. So one of the Arcanum players made a basket. I couldn't read the number with the ponytails, but they lead 11-5, and it is minute 40 left here in the first quarter, and it's going to be a timeout, 30-second timeout for the Indians, and we're having a little trouble with our sound for our commercials, so we're going to keep it right here. Want to give a big thank you to the Fort Recovery community and lots of other surrounding communities for the success of our Christmas show on Wednesday night. We now, after getting some other checks in the mail, we are over $45,000 raised for recipients Shane Homan, Scott Dippold, family of Joshua Schlarman, Greg McClurg are this year's people. We're probably going to be able to help several other people. We'll keep you informed. Some of the families don't want their names mentioned, but we're going to try to help some people. So play is back in. Indians into the court, knocked out of bounds. I believe that colleague will be triggering it in. Can't see because it's we're blocked here. Ball goes into Garkey. She touched it and went over the midcourt line, but the official didn't call it after she grabbed it. But Arcanum steals it and goes down trying to get a layup and loses the handle, out of bounds. And Faith Grubbe will now trigger it in for the Indians. Minute 17 to go. Indians down 11-5. So we'll get the ball in down to Colleg on the left wing. She dribbles in, gets over to Garkey, to Faith Gruby on the left wing. She's looking to get rid of it. Dribbles up to the foul line, puts the ball up. No good off the back of the rim from the foul line. But she's fouled in the act of shooting. Just under a minute to go here. And Faith Gruby will go to the line. She'll be shooting two. 11-5 now the score. Indians down by six. First shot up. Off the rim. No good. So she'll get another one. And Faith dribbles again, shoots up, and that one is in. 11-6 now the score. And Siculin will bring it up for Arcanum. McCann's dribbles in, up and in on a nice driving layup. Quickly down the court and in the basket. 13-6 now. 45 seconds. Hope Wendell tries to get it to Faith Gruby. Stolen away. Now it's grabbed by Colleg. And Arcanum grabs it, but I believe she was standing on the out-of-bounds line, so Colleg will trigger it in for the Indians with 37 seconds here left in the first quarter. Indians under their own basket, and it goes into Hope Wendell, and up and in. So it's 13-8, fouled in the act of shooting. She'll have a chance for the three-point play with the foul shot here. 35 seconds now, and Lily Luthold will come in for Grace Guggenbiller. So we have Gruby, Colleg, Garkey, Luthold, and Hope Wendell with the foul shot, making it 13-9 now. And Hope has 6 points for the Indians here in the first quarter. Arcanum down on the other end. Shot goes up, no good. Missed. Rebound, no good. Rebound comes out, and a shot from Siculin from out past the foul line. Off, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Arcanum. 19 seconds left. Grace Guggenbiller back in for Lily Luthold. So 19 seconds, Indians down four with the ball to go the length of the court. A little bit of a press by the Lady Trojans. And Hope will bring it up. She is in trouble there. That's stolen now. And off to McCann's, up and in. And she has 11 as the buzzer sounds for the end of the first quarter. It is 15-9 in favor of the Arcanum Trojans. And again, we're having trouble with our commercial's going to play, so we're going to have to stay here with it. We're working on that, but can't get it solved yet. Not sure what our problem is, but at least you're able to hear the game. We just don't get to stop and breathe for a while. So the Indians are doing pretty well here in the first quarter, but Arcanum is giving them a little trouble. Again, the score is 15-9 in favor of Arcanum after the first quarter. Let's see, it's Megan McCann's. I was going to say Emily. Megan McCann's is leading the Trojans, but it looks like they are, according to the scoreboard, they're putting in all new players for the Arcanum Lady Trojans. So we'll have to come up with some new ones again. Well, no, they have the same, some of the same numbers up. They still have McCann's. Excuse me, Siculin's number up there. And she is on the court, but her stats changed. So I'm not sure what happened there. But it'll be the Indians' ball to begin the quarter into Colleg. She goes into Whitley Rammel. And they call a travel. Again, it's kind of, we're kind of blocked here. I could not see her feet, so that nobody's complaining. So that probably was a legitimate call. So just 4 seconds in, the Trojans have the ball now, and it'll be Siculin bringing the ball down to Eliana Sloan. She goes inside to Taylor Gray. and she misses a shot. Arcanum with the rebound, and back into Gray, back out to Siculin. Siculin tries to go up for the shot off the mark, and Aubrey Konapke has it, stolen away by Siculin, and then a double dribble on the trying to get the pass ahead to Madeline Fearon. So a lot of new players for Arcanum here. So Aubrey Konapke into Grace Dugenbiller, to Konapke, over to colleague in the left corner, down inside to Whitley, to Grace, back out to Aubrey Konapke, and called for traveling as she started to make her move toward the basket. So 6:09 left here in the first half, 15-9 in favor of Arcanum, and they have the ball across center court with no pressure. It is Sloan, then down inside to Taylor Gray, up and in. She is a 6-foot freshman and seems to be a pretty good player. And Gray, if you're familiar with some of the names down in this area, over the last 50 years, there's been Grays playing at, I believe, Franklin Monroe and Arcanum for a long time. So I'm sure that's that same family. And strong, smart, and 6-foot freshman. So Indians lose the ball on the on their possession. 17-9 now, 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Siculin brings the ball down and stolen away by Aubrey Konapke. She is coming down court. A little bit of swatting going on. She goes up, misses the shot. And now they're going to call Faith Gruby for a reach-in foul on Siculin as they were fighting for the rebound. So it'll be Arcanum's ball under the Fort Recovery basket, so they'll have to go the length of the court. And it's going to be Sloan triggering it in for the Trojans. And the Indians are putting pressure on them now. All players are on this end of the court. It goes over to the Arcanum player in the corner. She loses it out of bounds, and the pressure worked. The Indians get the ball, and it'll be, I believe, colleague taking it out under the Indians basket. Tries to go into Whitley, stolen away by Gray, ahead to Siculin. She's going toward the basket, tipped away by Aubrey Konapke, and out of bounds. So 5:12 left here in the first half, and Indians are down 17-9. And excuse me, the we're pausing for a shoe tying, but it'll be the Arcanum Trojans ball under their own basket, holding an 8-point lead, and it'll go into Gray inside, off, no good, rebound fought for, and it's Fearon, no good, gets it to Gray, and that's up and in. So she has 4 points quickly in just 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Konapke brings it up court, tries to get it to Garkey in the corner, over her head and out of bounds. So a 10-point lead now for Arcanum. And Siculin will bring the ball up again. And she will get it to Fearon. Fearon trying to go inside to Gray, gets it to her. Whitley's there. And they call a travel. I was hoping they didn't call a foul on Whitley because she was straight up and actually going backwards a little bit. So she caused a travel for Gray. It'll be Konapke bringing the ball up again. She'll get it over to Grace Dugenbiller. She dribbles to the foul line. Stolen away by Fearon. She goes down the other end, tries to get it up, knocked away by the Indians, and the Arcanum Trojans will take it out under their own basket, leading 19-9. Ball in, tipped away, grabbed by Fearon, back out to Fearon from Gray. She drives in, and looks like they'll call Lily Leafold for a foul. Yep, no, it'll be on Grace Dugenbiller, and it will be in the act of shooting. So Fearon will go to the line, and she'll be shooting a couple. First one is off to the left. So score remains 19-9. It's 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Second one up, and that one is dead center. So it is 20-9. I believe the Indians were down 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. Forgot to write that down. And ball down into Lily Luthold in the left corner, goes into Whitley. Whitley goes up, partially blocked by Gray, gets her own rebound, up and in. So it's 20-11, and quickly up court for the Trojans to Sloan, and see what they call. They're going to call a foul. Aubrey Konapke, it's her first, team's sixth of the half. Arcanum has five, exactly 4 minutes to go here. First foul shot up, for Sloan is off the mark. And Faith Gruby will come in to replace Garkey. And Sloan will get her second free throw. That one is up, off the mark. So the score remains 20-11. Aubrey Konapke brings the ball up court for the Indians. She'll get it over to Guggenbiller. Down into Luthold in the corner. Inside to Whitley. She gets it to Gruby in the left corner. No good. Rebound Trojans. And Siculin will bring the ball up for the Lady Trojans. Goes inside trying to hit Sloan breaking toward the basket and throws it out of bounds. So Indians with no pressure. Grace Guggenbiller will bring it up court. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Indians down by 9. She gets it to Knappy, to Whitley at the foul line, over to Lily in the corner. Whitley with the rebound, knocked out of her hand by Gray, and the Indians will take it out, and it'll be Aubrey Konapke turning it in for the Indians. And she gets it into Whitley, who goes up and is fouled, probably by number 25. We'll see who they call it on, but probably Fearon. Yep. Her first, team six. So both teams have six team fouls here in the first half. 3:24 left here, and Whitley at the foul line. That one looks good. Nope, just a little bit long. It was right dead center on line, but just a little bit long, hit the back of the rim and off. So score remains 20-11. Indians down by 9. Whitley back at the line again. That one's up, and it's also a little long. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Fearon. She'll get it down to Sloan. Sloan goes up off the mark. Rebound by Arcanum. Misses again. Long rebound. And then goes back out to Fearon. And she will make a three. So it is 23-11. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Luthold has it out near the center line. Got double teamed. Threw it away. Gets it to Sloan. Sloan goes up. No good. And Siculin with the rebound, and she's fouled. 2:50 left here in the second quarter. Indians down 23-11. Need some offense, and they're not getting it, and some of the Arcanum pressure is getting to them. So Siculin, first shot up, no good. Score remains 23-11. Faith Gruby and Marissa Garkey come in for the Indians. And Siculin will have her second of two free throws. And it is up, and it's good. So 24-11, 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Gruby gets it to back out to colleague to Aubrey on the left side. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound off to Siculin. She goes up and in, and it's 26-11 on the layup. Little under 2.5 minutes to go here. Guggenbiller brings it up with a little bit of pressure at center court and stolen away as she tries to get it to Aubrey Konapke. Knocked out of bounds by, I couldn't see her number, I believe that was Hannah Smith. So we have a timeout here. Didn't see who it was, which team. I believe that that was our timeout. So we'll stop here for a moment with Indians down by 15, 26-11. So again, want to kind of go over a couple of the things that we have coming up. Got the boys broadcast tonight for Recovery Radio with Reese Rogers, and I believe Chase Bruns will be bringing you the JV game. And then we'll switch over to the WPGW simulcast for the varsity. That's against Arcanum, or excuse me, against Ansonia at home with the boys. The next Friday, the boys host Greenville. That'll be a WPGW simulcast for the varsity. Of course, probably Reese and Chase bringing you the JV game. And then the next day, the girls host Jay County with the JV game starting at noon. And we'll simulcast both the JV and varsity games with WPGW for the girls game next Saturday. Excuse me, got a little bit of a cough here and don't have a chance to, my commercials won't play for some reason. I can't make them go. I can make them play, but you can't hear them. So we'll have to figure out something there, but if we have to stay here, we'll do it. So the Indians got the ball, but they get it taken away real quickly by the Arcanum Trojans. That was coming out of the timeout down to the other end and out of bounds. Indians tipped it away, and the Trojans will take it out under their basket. Just under 2 minutes, 26-11. The Indians are down here in the JV contest. Shot up for the Trojans. That was Seculin, no good. Indians with the rebound. And Colleague will bring it up. She goes into the corner to Gruby, way over her head, and out into the hallway, out into the commons area. Ball back in, thank you. And it'll be Fouts triggering into Seculin, who will bring it up court with no pressure. Crosses the center line, minute 40 here in the first half. Down into the corner with Sloan. She'll try to get it into Gray. Tipped away. Back out to Fearon. Back out to Seculin. Seculin dribbles to the top. Fearon with a shot up. That a two-pointer, long two-pointer. And she has six. That makes it 28-11. The Indians are not doing well. Tried to go inside and not anywhere close. Easily taken away by the Trojans. And they bring it down quickly. Shot up, no good. Gray with the rebound. That's up, no good. Grace Guggenbiller with the rebound. And she'll bring it up with a little under a minute to go here. A little bit of pressure at center court. Again, that's giving us trouble. And it'll be Faith Gruby in the left corner to Kanapke on the left wing. She'll dribble in, loses it, and tied up by Seculin. So it'll be alternate possession going to the Lady Trojans. 42 seconds left here in the first half. And the Seculin, who gets it over to, I can't see the numbers because they're ponytails, but shot in the corner by Fouts is missed. Rebound Indians, and it looks like Fearon fouled. I couldn't see who it was, but we'll be able to tell. I believe it's Whitley. It's a 1-1 for each team, so Whitley will go to the foul line. 28 seconds left here in the first quarter, or excuse me, first half. Indians down 28-11. Whitley's first one up. Nothing but net. 28-12. And she'll get the second one. Next one up. And it is no good. Rebound quickly ahead to Seculin. Seculin will go up with the shot. Kind of a wild shot from almost behind the basket, and it goes in. Ball rolls into the corner, and the clock's ticking away. 15 seconds left here. And Kanapke gets it into the corner to Gruby. Gruby puts it up, and that is off the back of the rim. And rebound for the Lady Trojans. 3 seconds left. Ahead to Seculin. She tries to get a shot in and fouled, but they said it's on the floor. 1 second left on the clock. It'll be a 1-1 for Eva Seculin. And she'll go to the line. She'll put shot up. That is no good. Rebound touched, and we are at the end of the first half. Indians down 30-12. A long second quarter for our Lady Indians. Didn't do as well as they hoped they would. So we're going to see if we can go back to the studio for a couple of messages and be back in a little bit with some more of the halftime show here, and we'll try to review some of the things here for you.
We'll have another item from the Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board coming up in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th Annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
This item from the Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board was brought to you by this fine local business. Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
At Hull Brothers of Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at our Canham High School. Sorry about the little bit of silence there. Still working on trying to get our commercials to play. We're doing it kind of a roundabout way, and it's not very easy, but so we had a little bit of dead air there, but we're back here. Got about 5 minutes to go before the beginning of the second half. Indians, I believe, were down 13-9 at the end of the first quarter, and it was a big second quarter with a lot of new players for our Canham, and they lead now 30-12. So they scored 17, Indians scored 3, if I'm not mistaken. So Indians had a little bit of trouble with getting the ball up court. Arcanum's, you know, pretty fast. A little bit of, if you get real technical, there probably is a little bit of contact on some of the steals, but not anything that would, they were just stealing the ball from us. Very little contact, but still technically some, but not where it would affect the game much. So just from what I'm seeing, the Indians who have played very well all year long are just fighting it a little bit here, and it's a little tough on them. They're gonna need to pick up their ball handling skills. Not sure. Some of these girls probably that played in the first quarter and second quarter, I think there were four new ones in the second quarter, so we'll probably see some of them in the varsity game, so we're not sure who's going to come back out for them in the second half for Arcanum. So depending on who that is, it may give the Indians a chance to get back in this. We're down 18 and haven't been shooting the ball and haven't very well and haven't been able to get the ball inside, or in that matter, even around the perimeter without steals and problems. We haven't been able to easily move the ball, so it's given us a lot of problems. So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to need to do, but it's going to have to get a little bit better, I think. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to try to take another little break here and see what we can do and see if we can make the commercials play here. We're working on it, and I think we probably have it figured out, but it's going to be a little bit of a long, drawn-out process. So we're going to take a quick break and be back in just a little bit, and we'll see what we can come up with here. It's just taking me a second to get this going. So,
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School. We appreciate our sponsors. And without them, we wouldn't be able to bring these games to you. They really help us out a lot. So make sure that you support all of our local businesses, including and maybe especially the sponsors. But all of our local businesses do all kinds of things to help, and many of those business people, along with just the rest of the people in the community, helped us raise over $45,000 to help people. Wednesday night, we had our Christmas show. It's available on Facebook Live if you want to check it out. Getting ready for the start of the third quarter here. Indians get the ball. It'll be Aubrey Kanapke into Hope Wendell. She'll get it back to Kanapke on the left wing. Tries to get it over to Gruby. Knocked away, grabbed by Hope, and tries to get it into Kanapke in the corner. Knocked away, and the Trojans have it. And it is Sloan down in the corner to Sikulin at the top. She's the one that's been in every quarter. Back to Sloan on the left wing. She'll get it to Siculin at the top. Down to McCann's down in the left corner. She didn't play the second quarter. She scored almost all the points for Arcanum in the first quarter. But it didn't hurt them without her. They added to the lead. Shot up, no good. Indians with the rebound. Down to Gruby in the left corner. And she puts one up and in. And it's 30-14 with just over 6 minutes to play. Oh, it's a three. So it's a 30-15. Excuse me. I missed that. And it is Siculin at the top for the Trojans. She gets it to McCann's on the left wing. She dribbles to the foul line. They're they call a foul on the Indians Aubrey Kanapke, but the official said something to the Arcanum coach. Apparently she was complaining there's a lot of touching going on, and there was, and they did call the foul. So not sure why he got so excited about that. Maybe she said something she shouldn't have, but she wasn't loud. But so Trojans passing it around, shot up, no good. Colleague with the rebound. She gets it ahead to Gruby on the right wing, to Kanapke, to Colleague on the left wing. She dribbles down to the baseline, back out to Hope Wendell. Tries to get it to Gruby, knocked away, and it is McCann's coming down, and she gets it over to Siculin, back to McCann's. She puts up a shot and apparently was traveling. So Indians ball. Hope brings it up, gets it to Colleague. Colleague goes up, one-hander from the left side. Nice left-handed shot off the backboard and in. So it's 30-16. Indians have scored 4 points, outscored them 4-0 here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And Arcanum with a shot from the corner, I believe that was Siculin, misses. They get the rebound to McCann's. Shot up, blocked, and Gray with the that was Smith with the rebound and up and in, and inbounds pass stolen, and it'll be Sloan from the left wing. Hope Wendell with the rebound. 32-16 now, 4:30 left here in the third quarter, and it'll be Hope over to trying to get it inside to Whitley, and knocked away, and McCann's comes down, loses it, and fought for, and Hope Wendell has it. She'll bring it up and gets it to Gruby, then Hope Wendell at the top of the key to Colleague on the left wing, up and in. A nice two-pointer, 32-18. So the Indians have outscored them 6-2 here in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. And it's, let's see, that would be Siculin at the foul line, tries to drive in, and she's fouled by, looks like, Aubrey Kanapke. That's her fourth team foul, or her fourth personal foul, second team foul of the half. And she'll come out, and Grace Guggenbiller will come in. So for the Indians, it's Hope Wendell, Emma Colleague, Faith Gruby, Whitley Rammel, and Grace Kanapke. The second shot is up and good. And so it's 33-18. Pass up court, stolen by Sloan. She'll dribble to the baseline, goes up, no good. Rebound, Colleague. And she tries to get it to Hope Wendell, and she is fouled from behind trying to steal it. And that's been successful for them. There's just a lot more contact on that one. They've been attacking, especially if they can trap somebody somewhere. The Arcanum defense has been trapping our players with the ball, and they've got a double team over on the foul line or on the sideline now. But she gets away from it, inside to Whitley, and up and in. It's 33-20. So the Indians have scored 8 points here in the first half of the third quarter. Just under 3:20 left now. Trojans go inside to Smith, and foul is on Hope Wendell. That is her second foul, team's third foul of the second half. And Arcanum with Seculin in the left corner. Misses. Rebound, Gruby. And she's trying to get some room to get the pass off. And she turns around, knocks one of the Arcanum players down. So they'll call a foul on her. Fourth team foul. And that is her, I believe, second team foul, maybe. Or her first personal, or second personal, excuse me, I'm getting my stuff mixed up here. So it is shot from the corner for Unger. She misses, and out of bounds, Indians will have the ball, and Ruby tries to get it in. Seculin comes down, steals it, and she gets it quickly to Unger, who misses the shot. And Hope Wendell will have the rebound. She gets it to Gruby on the left side. Loses her footing. Tripped either on her foot or the defender's foot and went down. Quickly down. It's Sloan trying to go inside to Unger. And off her hands, a little past her. Overthrew her, so the Indians will get the ball out. 2:38 left here in the third quarter. Indians down 33-20. But they have outscored Arcanum 8-3 here in the third quarter. Colleague goes inside to Whitley. Whitley open, up and in. The defender went out to try to steal from her and got out of position, and Whitley was wide open under the basket, and that'll cause the Trojans to call a timeout, and we'll try to take a timeout with them back in
Hello,
just
I'm
a
Kenny
minute.
Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to our Arcanum High School. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. Indians down now only 33-22 after basket. So the Indians have scored 10 points in 4.5 minutes here in the third quarter and have held Arcanum to 3. So from a big deficit down to a reasonable 11. But now with Unger making a 3, it's now leads back up to 14. And Hope Wendell will bring the ball back up court. Gets it to Guggenbiller in the right wing. She tries to go down in the left corner. Tipped away, and they're going to call a jump ball. Having to look through the backboard for this, and it's a little tough to tell exactly what. Yep, that's what they called, and it'll be Arcanum ball. It'll be Seculin bringing the ball up. She's at the top of the key. Gets it over to McCann's over in the left wing. Shot up, no good. She was deadly in the first half and not so deadly this half. So rebound by Hope Wendell again. Gets it to Guggenbiller in the left wing. Over to the right wing for Colleague. Up, no good. Rebound fought for and taken down court by Unger. She will go in for a layup. Tipped away. Rebound by Faith Gruby and tied up. And on the alternate possession, this time it will be the Indians' ball. Length of the court, no pressure. And Hope will bring it up again. Minute 10 left here in quarter number 3. Indians down 14, 36-22. And it'll be Colleague in the left corner over to drives in. Get bounce pass to Gruby in the right corner. And it'll be a foul on... couldn't see who he had up there. Oh, okay. 31, it'll be McCann's. And she has 3 fouls now. And Indians try to get it in and taken by the Trojans. And then looks like Whitley, when she was trying to fight for that ball, fouled one of the Arcanum players. So just under a minute to go here. 36-22, Arcanum with the ball. And Siculin bringing the ball up court again and gets it in the corner to Sloan. She gets it out on the other corner to Unger. Misses the shot. Rebound off of the Lady Trojans. So 42 seconds. Indians will bring it up. Down 36-22. And Hope will bring the ball up court. It'll be Colleague at the top of the key. And as she made her move, called for a travel. Probably did take that step right before she put the ball down. So it'll be Trojan's ball in front of the Indians bench. And it's 36-22, just over 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. It'll be Siculin again at the top of the key. She goes inside to Sloan, back out to Siculin, three-pointer up, off the rim, no good. Whitley Rammel fights for the rebound, gets it, and turns, and it'll be McCann's again, I believe, called for the foul, and that'll be her fourth, if that's who that's on. She had almost all of Arcanum's points in the first quarter, but she had two fouls, didn't play the second quarter. This quarter, she has two more fouls. Pass to Hope Wendell, tried to get the shot off before the buzzer. No good, blocked, and Arcanum has it, but no chance to get back to get the shot. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right
is
after
Christmas
this.
About buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things, and most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Arcanum High School, beginning the fourth quarter. Indians down 36-22, but they outscore Arcanum 10-6 in that third quarter. So they have narrowed the gap, but they're still down 14 points here and getting ready to start the fourth quarter. And it will be Arcanum ball here in the JV game, beginning of the fourth quarter. We'll see how this ends up here for the Indians, if they can have another nice run here in the fourth quarter. It is Siculin on the left wing. She'll get it down to Unger in the left corner. Back out to Siculin on the left wing again. And she puts up a three, but she is fouled by, I believe that will be Emma Collig. And that will be her second foul, sixth team foul for the Indians. And Siculin will go to the line, gets the back of the rim, rolls around the rim twice and down through. So it's 37-22. Just here, 6:41 left in the third or fourth quarter, just very early. Second one up, dead center on that one. So lead back up to 16 for the Lady Trojans. And Emma Collig will bring the ball up for the Indians to Garkey. Back out to Collig, to Lily Luthold, to Garkey, down to Collig in the left corner. Tries to go in, can't, gets double teamed. And they're going to call a foul on the Trojans. Just some of that really hard defense that they've been playing. A lot of times they get away with, it's not a lot of contact, but it's enough that, you know, you can call a foul on it, but it's good hard basketball. Indians get it inbounds to Garkey. She gets a three from the right wing, and it's 38-25 now. Quickly up court for Arcanum. It is inside to, trying to go inside to Smith. Knocked away, and it ball will stay with the Trojans. Siculin will trigger it in, I believe. Again, they're down on this end, and I can't see them, but I think that's who I saw going down there. And she'll get it in to Megan McCanns, who's still in the game with four fouls, and goes to Siculin. She puts up a right-hander in the lane. Good, and it's 40-25, lead to 15. Colleague has it. Over to Garkey on the left corner. Looks to shoot. Quickly guarded. And then tries to get it over to Gruby. Stolen away. Lily Luthold in pursuit. And it's Siculin with a steal in the basket. And the lead is back up to 17. 42-25. 5:39 left here in the fourth quarter. Indians in. It goes from Luthold to Kanapke. Kanapke to Guggenbiller in the right corner. She dribbles out to the right wing. Luthold, Garkey, Kanapke. Luthold at the top of the key to Kanapke on the left wing. She gets out to Guggenbiller at the top of the key to Kanapke on the left wing. She puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Smith of Arcanum. She gets to Siculin, right wing, three-pointer up. Hit nothing except the out-of-bounds line. So it'll be Indians ball going the length of the court with no pressure. Guggenbiller into Aubrey Kanapke. She'll dribble it up, top of the key. Gets it to Garkey on the left wing. Dribbles in, tries to get it, gets to Guggenbiller at the top of the key, back to Garkey on the left wing, to Lily Luthold at the top of the key, no good. Guggenbiller with the rebound, over to Garkey, and up and in, and the Indians will call a timeout, and that makes the score 42-27 with the Indians calling a timeout. Indians down by 15, and we'll be back right after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
We're back here at Arcanum High School. Arcanum has the ball under the Indians basket. Knocked away and then quickly ahead to Siculin. She goes up for a shot from the right side, hits the side of the backboard. Indians with the rebound. And Kanapke brings it up. 4.5 minutes to go here in the contest. Garkey in the right corner. And she tries to go in, and some contact there from Arcanum. They will call that on number 21, which is Ellie Fouts. I believe is her. That's her second. I was thinking first, but that's her second. Indians will have it under our own basket. Six team fouls for each team. Quickly, inbounds pass to Whitley Rammel under the basket, up and in. 42-29. Now lead only at 13. So quick shot for the Tigers. Smith misses the layup. Indians with the rebound. Down to Guggenbiller in the right corner. She dribbles toward the basket. Tries to get it into Whitley, but knocked away. And quickly Siculin down to McCann's in the right corner, misses the shot. Whitley with the rebound. And it will be probably Emily Sloan on the foul number 13. That would be her second and the seventh team foul. So the official is saying he's going to take it out, but the other official is saying it's 1-1, so they're going to come down, and Whitley will be shooting the 1-1. And 3:44 left here in the contest, and Indians here in the fourth quarter have outscored the Trojans 7-6 here, looking to try to cut into it a little bit more. Indians playing a lot better. They're calling a few more fouls on the Trojans on some of those steals. A lot of it could be overlooked and was most of the first half, but shot up. Whitley misses the free throw, but ends up with her own rebound and goes down, and I believe they called her for traveling. There's a whole lot of things that could have been called on that, but traveling is what it ends up. So 3.5 minutes to go here, halfway through the fourth quarter, and Arcanum has the ball. It'll be McCann's out near center court, like a step from center court, pressured by Gruby. Gets it to Siculin. She is out near center court. They seem to be content to just kind of do a little dribbling, and, you know, they're up 13. That's not a bad plan. So Siculin now gets it to Fouts, who gets it back to her. She goes toward the basket and a travel. So 3 minutes to go. Indians down 13 and making a little run at them here. So let's see if we can keep this going. Kanapke to colleague on the right wing, down to Lily Luthold in the left corner, back to Kanapke on the left wing. Luthold in the left corner tries to go inside to Whitley and stolen away by Sloan. Sloan goes down and tries to put up a right-hand layup and knocked out of bounds by the Indians. 2:45 left here. 42-29 to the score. And Guggenbiller will come in for Luthold. And it'll be Arcanum ball into their own basket. Knocked away by Whitley on the inbounds pass, trying to get it into Smith. So it'll be, they'll take it out on the side now instead of under the basket. And it'll be Fout going to trigger the ball in to Siculin on the left wing. And she dribbles out past the volleyball line and gets it over to Sloan, still out past the volleyball line, dribbles in, back out to Siculin at the top of the key. Makes a move, knocked away, gets the ball back. She's inside the thing, and Aubrey Kanapke steals the ball and goes up for a layup. Looked like she was fouled, but they're going to call it out on Arcanum, so Indians will have it under our own basket. 2:13 here in the fourth quarter. Aubrey will get it in to Colleague. Colleague quickly up with a three-pointer. No good, and she's fouled on the three-pointer. And it is looks like McCann's, and that'll be her fifth. She has 13 points and her fifth foul. And, you know, she looked like, well, you can't call that foul on me. But they weren't calling them early in the game, and now they are. And they're kind of those fouls that sometimes you call them, sometimes you don't. But, you know, they got away with all of that in the first half, and now they're calling a lot of them. And they're a little miffed as to why they're calling them, because they didn't call them before. If it wasn't a foul in the first half, why is it now? But so, again, it's not like anything flagrant, but it is there is some contact on a lot of the steals that they had in the first half, but not serious contact. But, you know, it's some you could call, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And first half they didn't, for second half they did. So Colleague at the line misses the first one, gets her second one. Score remains 42-29, 2:11 here in the fourth quarter. Second one up and in, 42-30, 12-point lead now for Arcanum. 2 minutes to go, and it is Siculin with the ball, crosses center court. She's guarded by Colleague. She dribbles over to the right wing, way out there. Gets it to Sloan at the top of the key. She dribbles to the left wing. Almost nobody on that side of the court. She dribbles back to the top of the key, hands it to Sikulin, and she's now double-teamed. She'll drive toward the basket, goes up, no good, and will draw the foul. And that will be the seventh team foul for the Indians, but I believe it's going to be a one-and-one anyway. But that, so Arcanum has 8 team fouls. Indians have 7. So both teams will be in the bonus, but this is a two-shot foul for Eva Sikulin. She has 10 points in the game. That one up and good. 43-30. Minute 41 left here. And her second foul shot up and good. So lead back to 14, 44-13. Ball inbounded to Kolig. She'll get it to Garkey in the left corner. She'll dribble to the wing around the horn here. Back to Garkey in the left, on the left wing, to Guggenbiller at the top of the key. Faith Gruby with the three-pointer. Up and good. 44-33. Minute 20 left here. Sikulin with a little bit of pressure, trying to get the ball up court. Gets across the center court line. She's guarded by Kolig. She'll dribble to the left, and they will call, it's kind of a little bit of a touch foul, but the Indians wanted to foul there, so they did a little favor for us. We didn't have to hurt anybody and let us get that little touch foul to put them at the line. It will be Sikulin, who's been pretty deadly from the line, so she's got another one in, so she now has 13 points and leads 45-33. And she'll have the second foul shot. And that goes up, and that one bounces around and off, and Whitley gets the rebound to Guggenbiller. Just over a minute to play here, and Indians down 12. And Guggenbiller to Kolig on the left wing to Faith Gruby. She had an open shot, didn't take it. Garkey, she had an open shot, didn't take it on the left wing, and she went to make a pass out and got blocked, and so they call a travel, and it will be Arcanum's ball with Sloan going to take it out under the basket. So it'll be Trojans' ball. They'll have to go the length of the court, and they got a 5. The Indians with great defense, they get a 5-second call on them. The one called the 5-second call. The other official said that Arcanum got a timeout. I was wondering why that didn't happen before, but both whistles went at the same time, and the one standing by the Arcanum coach got the timeout called at the same time as the 5-second call. So they'll get another chance to trigger it in, and here they use the scoreboard timer to show how much time's left in the timeout. It's about 10 seconds, but I believe there's about 40 to 45 seconds left in the game here. So Indians down 45-33, have played very well here in the second half after being down 30 to 12 at halftime, down 36-22 at the end of 3, and have knocked a couple points off of that lead. So it is 51 seconds, and Arcanum gets the ball in. And it'll be Sikulin bringing the ball up. She'll get it across center court with a little pressure. 40 seconds now. Back to Sikulin. We're guarding them, but don't seem to be wanting to foul them, so we might be going to let this run out. Aubrey Kanapke fighting hard to get that ball away from. She was bound and determined she's going to get that steal. It didn't look like she was trying to foul, but she ended up fouling. But, man, it was pretty good. And that is her 5th foul. She played hard today. Didn't have any points, but that's not her job. She was relentless on defense, brought the ball up court many times. So Sikulin will go to the line with 32 seconds. First one up and good. And it'll be 46-33, 13-point lead now for the Lady Trojans. And Eva Sikulin, her second one up and good. And she has 15 points, excuse me. And it's 30 seconds left. Colleague brings it up for the Indians, gets it to Gruby in the left corner, off her hands and stolen by Smith. And she gets it to Sloan, who gets it to Sikulin, who will slowly bring it up with 15 seconds left. Faith Gruby on her some, not going to let her dribble it with no contesting, but it's going to dribble out now about 5 seconds, and it is Sloan dribbling it out. She's holding it the last second and a half, and that'll be the game. So score ends up 47-33 in favor of the Lady Trojans, and we'll be back with a little bit of chit-chat right after this.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, we're back here at Arcanum. We'll be getting ready for the pregame show, the Wayne Street Market pregame show for the varsity. The JV Indians go down to defeat 47-33. I'm joined now by Diana Rammel. So what did you what was your thoughts on the JV game?
Oh, here I am, aren't I?
Yes, you are. So I thought the Indians played pretty hard. We ran into a pretty good team, I thought.
Yeah, they were a very good team, and I think we were missing Macy that game. And,
yes.
You know, having that ball handler is huge. Mm-hmm. Just to get somebody confident.
They put
enough.
A lot of pressure on our ball handlers,
yep.
And it worked well for them. They started calling fouls on them late, and the damage was already done. But,
right.
And you know, it wasn't like terrible fouls. It was good hard basketball, but they didn't call them, and then they did call them.
Right.
So,
yeah. They played hard. I mean, you got a bunch of freshmen out there playing against some sophomores,
yep.
And freshmen. So
yep.
I think they held their
yep.
own.
Yep, I think we did just fine, and I'm pretty happy with the way it went. But
yep.
So we'll take a little break here for a few minutes, and then we'll be back with the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and be back in just a couple of minutes.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.